And to the United States now, as Washington bristles with security ahead of next Wednesday's inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden has been trying to move the agenda on from the question of impeaching Donald Trump, announcing overnight a $1.9 trillion package to fight the COVID pandemic and boost the economy. Matt Klink is a Republican strategist based in California. Good morning to you, Matt Klink. And this $1.9 trillion package, it sounds enormous, but how's Joe Biden going to get that through Congress at the same time as an impeachment trial of his predecessor?
Well, I think that that's the proverbial $1.9 trillion question. if Joe Biden had his druthers, he would much prefer that the Senate not take up the impeachment and instead they focus on this $1.9 trillion package and confirm his cabinet members.
And what kind of Republican Party do you think the Democrats, the White House, are going to be dealing with? Will it still be the party of Donald Trump, who won't even go to the inauguration next Wednesday? Or will it be the party of the likes of Liz Cheney?
It's going to be more likely the Republican Party of Mitch McConnell, who will be the Senate minority leader. He's the current majority leader. And I think you'll see a party that will be a good opposition party. They'll fight government spending and higher taxes, and they will challenge the president-elect, soon to be president, whenever they disagree with him. But their Republican Party is going through a bit of a squabble internally for its soul heading into 2021 and 2022.
It's more than a bit of a squabble, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, the truth is that, you know, the Donald Trump, based on his strength of personality, was able to capture, you know, 65 million votes in 2016 and 74 plus million votes in 2020. He brought more people into the Republican Party than had ever been brought before. And what you're seeing now is a lot of Republicans looking beyond Donald Trump, desperately trying to find ways to capture those voters to ensure that they stay in the Republican Party and also boost someone's chances for president in 2024.
There's been a lot of reaction from corporate America, a lot of businesses saying they'll cut their ties with President Trump after this and their dollars from the Republican Party. How serious an influence will that be?
In the long run, it won't be. It's just temporary. We have such a strong two-party system in this country that ultimately corporate America, they never lose. They always back the winner, which means that they always back both sides. So this is just a temporary halt. But even then, the Republicans will have no problem raising money, nor will the Democrats.
Donald Trump also faces the chance of prosecutions out of office, whatever happens in terms of the impeachment trial. How likely he'll pardon himself and or family members before he goes on Tuesday?
Well, I think that there are still questions about the legality of his ability to pardon himself. I think that he probably is not going to end up doing that. He's already pardoned a number of people closely associated with him and the alleged scandals that proved to be much to do about nothing. But ultimately, I don't think that he is going to pardon himself. Hopefully he will go home to Florida and he will lead a quiet life. But because his brand is much tarnished after last week.
We'll see whether it is a quiet life. Matt Klink, Republican strategist based in California. Thank you.